855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on our site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can go and participate there. You don't have to pay a dime for it. You can actually create the content of the website. Again, freetalklive.com. You submit show prep, meaning you find stories online or a news article, a blog post, maybe a video that you think's interesting. You submit it as show prep, and then other listeners will get to vote on it, whether they like or dislike. The most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So, 855-450-FREE, there's a story coming up about a church that has been told to stop giving out water to people. We're going to talk about that in a moment here. But since you weren't here last night, Derek J., and last night, to some extent, we did discuss what went on at the Superior Court building here in Keene yesterday, the video of which has been posted over at freekeene.com. For those of you that haven't seen it yet, it's where Derek J., myself, as well as Kelly Voluntarius, were all arrested for trespassing, so-called, at this allegedly public property from which we've been ostensibly banned for life. And I was there on official business. I had to go to, or I wanted to go to court. I guess, you know, I didn't have a court date, but I had gotten a notice in the mail of a rejected motion that I'd put in at probate court, and I wanted to go and put another motion in. I wanted to go and file some paperwork at the court, and I attempted to contact the court's security, the sheriff's department. The sheriff himself insisted that I have to contact him prior to going to this place.
Beg his permission to enter.
But it wasn't my intention to beg. I was simply going to inform him of my intentions to go. And
but he wants you to beg.
That's the idea, yeah. I mean, it's going to be enough. It's enough of an embarrassment that I'm even calling or even trying to contact him in the first place to go to a place that's supposedly public property. But he refused to call me back, refused to get in touch with me, so what am I supposed to do? So that was basically my argument, but that argument didn't keep me out of handcuffs and spending hours in a jail cell, and then you didn't even go in the courthouse. You were outside the entire time, but yet they came outside and ran after you in an attempt to put you in handcuffs.
That's right, and as the video shows, I was outside the entire time. Check anyone's tape. And about your comment earlier that this place is similar to a reality show. I mean, this is even more like a reality show than a reality show is. This stuff that happens is so absurd, you know, people wouldn't believe it if we put it out as like, oh, yeah, sure.
If we were just claiming it without the video, yeah, they wouldn't believe it.
No way. And if it were a story on TV, people would just say, this is just a joke. No, this could never happen. But, yeah, I was arrested yesterday. It was around 9 a.m. with the rest of folks. And I was outside trying to keep you guys safe because I knew that I wanted to be the safety shot. I didn't want to be trespassing. I didn't want to violate this order. I know that I have bail conditions, and I didn't want to put my bail in jeopardy of, like, you know, losing some money. So I stayed outside, but there was a gentleman who was dressed in a very similar way to me, who was wearing a gray fedora, aviator sunglasses, and a gray jacket. And he had a video camera, and he went inside the court.
Mm.
Now, there was a lot of mayhem going on while you folks were inside, so it seems possible to me that these sheriffs just saw him out of the corner of his eye and thought that it was me,
that I
had gone inside.
Right.
So he came outside while you guys were being arrested, and so I stayed out and kept recording. And then two sheriff's deputies come out charging at me, saying, you know, Derek, come here, stop.
Right.
But they never said, you are under arrest, you are being detained. They never said anything like that. So I'm backing up. I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to get lost because I don't want to be anywhere near these guys. And
they're
so
scary,
Yeah.
They've got a cage waiting for you.
Exactly. So I knew what was on their mind. They're chasing after me. So I ran. I was like, whoa, I don't want anything to have to do with these guys. They haven't said I'm under arrest, so I am under the impression I am free to go.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, though they weren't able to catch me the first time, they went back inside. There were some sheriffs waiting for me at my car. So when I tried to leave, that's where I was arrested. And That is pretty much the gist of the story, but I am insisting tomorrow when I'll be calling them, and of course all this video is up on livefreeordance.com. You can check all of that, and also you can see the video where the sheriffs who give us the order, the no trespass order, right. Ian and I, and some others who are with us, they say that we have to be on the sidewalk, and so... There's no question I was definitely on the sidewalk at the time when I was filming. And, at the time when they came after me to come arrest me. So, yeah, I went and spent about 5 hours in the jail for a non-crime, which hurt no one, just filming a building outside.
At least maybe 6 hours. I mean, we got arrested around 9, like you said.
Right.
Or a little before 9.
Got out at about 4-ish.
Right.
So, yeah.
A full work day, basically. We both, you know, blew on this. They blew our work day. We didn't get anything productive done that day.
Right. But there's no question I never went inside the building. The only thing I can imagine is their reasoning for the trespasses that they mistakenly thought that this other gentleman who was dressed similar to me was me. But... They'll have to check the tape, so I'll be calling tomorrow to demand an apology for my wrongful arrest, and also to ask for my initial bail back as an apology to say, you know, sorry about putting you in a cage for 6 hours, you know, whoops.
I'm interested to hear how that phone conversation goes.
Right, because at any time they could say, well, you were arrested again, that's a violation of bail, and they could just yank that money. So
I take that $2,000.
I'll be demanding it back, and I'll be demanding that they check the tape and the prosecutor himself check it and see that he has no case, that I never went inside, never violated the no trespass order.
Now, are you banned from the site entirely now? Because when I was arraigned... Part of my bail conditions, because I'm out on bail now too, part of my bail conditions were that I can't go back even if I have permission to go. So, like, I can't even call the sheriff now and ask for permission to go to the courthouse.
You're never allowed
back. I cannot go back. While I'm on bail, I cannot go back at all to that court unless I have a court hearing scheduled.
Yeah, that's not a public place in my book.
Did they do that to you? Did they give you that same provision?
I'm not under the impression that I was banned permanently from that establishment. Of course, I have an upcoming trial there.
If you have a trial, you can go, is what he told me. But if there's no hearing, then there's no way I can go.
So if you
want to put in a motion, if you want to put in paperwork, you have to do it by mail. And I said, well, I like to go and drop them off so I have record that they've been delivered. Because if I just send it in the mail, then how am I to know they're going to receive it?
Well, how is that not an obvious ban of the First Amendment? Just saying,
right?
Like, you don't have the freedom to act as the free press.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to come inside and film what goes on. It's absurd.
I'm not even allowed to come inside and do business. I can't even go and drop off a motion. I can't do anything.
And how do they expect people to respect government officials when these are the types of restrictions they're putting on allegedly free people?
You'll respect them at the point of a gun is what they expect.
Well,
that's the only respect I have for them, and that they're going to hurt me if I don't do what they say.
Given Brad Jardis's recent motion where he, I guess the language was something to the effect of, we do not wish to be compelled by use of violence to give or show respect to the court. And the court threw that out, said, no, we will use violence to coerce you to respect us. So, yeah, they just do this right out in the open. They're not even hiding it. It's absurd. I don't know how anyone could respect them.
So, are there anything else? Is there any other points you want to make about what happened yesterday? Anything else you want to share?
No, the important part is that I feel like it was a totally wrongful arrest. I was the right the whole time, and if anyone just checks the tape, they'll be able to see that. And so I'm hoping to get any sort of justice. I of course, don't know what I'm doing, so if any of you are out there, you know, or if you're folks who are practiced in legal land, you know, I'm open. I'm all ears, so I want to hear what sort of action I could take from the prosecuting route, because I'm interested in doing that. I realize some people aren't. They've passed the point where they want to use the state against the state, but I'm still there. So I'm all ears. I want
to
hear how I can prosecute these people for wrongfully putting me in a cage.
I'm willing to try any sort of path that can somehow restore some semblance of sanity, if there ever was one. Maybe there's just never been any. It's just we're the first people to really challenge it in any significant fashion, and we're just seeing what happens when you challenge these people.
Charged for up to 3 years. for standing on a sidewalk.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, apparently giving water away is also illegal in Louisiana. We'll come back and tell you more about it. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we give you a lot of the features for free. And some of those features include news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you get it via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever method works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. That's what I did. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So, Derek J., tell me about what's going on in Louisiana, where there's apparently a crackdown against a church that's been giving out free water?
That's right. It's no longer legal to give away water.
We got to put a stop to this. This is madness.
Too dangerous. At least in Louisiana, that is the case. This story
people could drink too much. I mean, there's water poisoning. It's possible to die from drinking
too
much water.
Well, those are some real concerns that were not brought up by the sheriff's department over in Louisiana.
Right.
So this story comes from Fox News Radio, and the title is that the church is ordered to stop giving away free water. So the gist is that Hope Church in Metairie, Louisiana, is catching flack from agents of the state who claim that they have violated the law by giving away free water to thirsty people, and they must stop or face penalties. So they're giving away water and coffee during Mardi Gras. That's the deal. So people are out on Mardi Gras. They're probably drinking too much.
Right, they're dehydrated.
And so this
church is a good thing to do.
Right. This church is being a good Samaritan by offering water to people who are thirsty. Some cases may not even know they're thirsty or dehydrated.
It would be a nice thing to give people water any old day of the week, but especially to a crew of drunken people that, as you say, you know, they may be very dehydrated from having drank too much.
And it's hot in Louisiana.
Right.
You can't forget.
You could easily overheat. You could pass out. These people are probably saving lives.
Right. I would think the same thing, but the sheriff's department down there would disagree with us. So the government says, or the agents of the state, I suppose, say that they need to pay sales tax and get permits to hand this out. So the
pay sales tax on free water?
I don't get it. I really don't get it. How could they file this stuff? What, do they just like want them to fill out papers that are all zeros? I mean, they're just giving this stuff away.
Me.
So the church apologized, or one of the pastors apologized.
Sad.
He said he didn't know the rules.
So pathetic.
I'm sorry. So
would Jesus have apologized for doing what he did?
I mean, that's a great question. Who really knows? But the government's rules are not God's rules, that's for sure, because in the good book, I think that it says that you're supposed to treat your neighbor like yourself, and, you know, if I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink, and if I, you know, was naked, you gave me something to wear,
right,
and all those. So this is clearly, a separation of God's rules and government rules. So it's interesting for me to see that this church is like, oh, I'm sorry, they're just siding with the government rules. So isn't that interesting that they're putting government on a higher pedestal than their God?
Than a godly mission. Yeah, I mean, this is a good thing they were doing, and what's going to happen to them if they don't? I mean, they're a church. They have to collect sales tax? What?
I've never heard of anything like this.
Wouldn't the sales tax have been collected at the point of sale of the bottled water?
You would think, but now they're selling them for nothing, and so they have to fill out some paperwork for that. I don't get it. So this is what baffles me about religious people who still respect the government. Of course, I here in New Hampshire know a lot of religious people who see God's law as higher than government law, and so that makes sense to me.
Well, right. I mean, I think, you know, whether you believe in God or not, some people believe that God created man, and then some men created government. So,
right.
You know, government is not even higher than man, because it's just an idea created by some men. And people are really backwards in how they think about these things. They think it's the reverse.
Right, and yet these people who believe in government and God have to live under two completely different sets of laws, you know, so there's a weird cognitive dissonance that's happening right there. So this is from the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. They're the ones who brought down
Jefferson
the gauntlet.
Parish. That name sounds familiar. I believe Jefferson Parish was one of the police departments involved in the, I think, It was back in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina when the people were trying to escape from New Orleans, basically. And there were some people that were trying to cross a bridge, and I believe that bridge was going to take them into Jefferson Parish. I may be misremembering. Please correct me if I'm wrong at 855-453. But that you know that these cops essentially were shooting to keep this crowd away.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't mean to laugh because that is a very serious incident.
But if it's the same place, then
I'll be checking on that.
You know, these people are out of control.
But Tipton, who is the pastor at Hope Church there in Louisiana, says that volunteers from his church were handing out free coffee and free bottles of water at two locations at a Mardi Gras parade route when they were stopped by the Jefferson Parish officials. And the church volunteers were cited for failing to secure an occupational license and for failure to register for a sales tax. Well, welcome to the Great American Gulag, where you need an occupational license to hand out water on the street.
If they're doing a bake sale, are they going to need a license for that, too?
Oh, you're darn right. So this is a quote here from the pastor. It kind of threw me for a loop because they weren't in uniform, he said. But once they pulled out the ticket, I was convinced. So he sees the threat of the gun being pointed right at him in the form of this, you know, probably a pink piece of paper. But he continues, this is a perfect example of why so many people have a problem with big government. Excuse me, that wasn't him. That was a man from the Family Research Center.
Gotcha.
You know, one of these conservative groups is not too friendly toward gays, but that doesn't seem to be the incident here.
Right.
The idea that a church needs a permit to hand out water to thirsty people is unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. I mean, it's unconscionable.
Well, right, and this is just the attitude of these beaten down people who are just so obedient. They've been so effectively, you know, made into docile human beings.
Right, he apologized. Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you got me.
I didn't know the rules.
I'll be a good boy. Because, like Jesus, if you look at you know, some of the stories involving what he did, I mean, he was somebody who stood up to these so-called authorities. He
right.
Wouldn't have kowtowed like that.
No, he wouldn't have apologized for helping out his fellow man. That is for sure. And I didn't know the guy, but I know from the stories I
hear.
You
did grow up in a church.
Yeah,
you did grow up in a church.
I did.
And, you know, I went to a Christian church when I was growing up, went to a Christian camp as well. So I've got a little bit of experience around this. And I thought that a Christian meant that you were trying to emulate Jesus. Like that you looked to Jesus as sort of the ideal.
Right.
And
that's what I want to be.
Right. And so you want to be as like him as possible. It seems to me like they didn't even try in this case. Like the government came around and issued them a threat and they just buckled immediately. Like, you can't be Jesus in theory, right? Because, see, you know, from the Christian perspective, you can never quite reach that plateau, but you should strive for it.
Few of us can walk on water.
Yeah, so you should strive to emulate him, but in this case, I don't think there was any striving that went on. It was just immediate, okay, I'll do what you say. 855-453. More coming up on this story, also your thoughts as well, and I was right about the bridge thing. I'll tell you more about the bridge in Jefferson Parish, what happened there in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, the website features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. You can get details if you are a lady listener as to how to become part of the Shrine there at, once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, go to manventureoutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Manventureoutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, we can't talk about them on the air, so go and see for yourself and get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL to save 5% over at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Derek J., you're sharing with us a pretty outrageous story out of Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. We'll tell you more about Jefferson Parish here and what happened back during Hurricane Katrina in a moment. But right now, the story is that a church was giving out bottled water.
Right.
Like, was it bottled water?
It was. Okay, it was bottled and had their name on it. They had put new labels on with their website.
Made it all
smart.
Cute. And,
yeah, they're advertising their site.
And they're advertising their church. They want people to come in and do church things with them.
Right.
So, you know, for the goodwill of the community, they're giving out bottled water to drunken people at the Mardi Gras, or to whoever wanted it. But the idea is, you know, people are drunk, it's hot, they're outside, they, you know, are dehydrated. Let's give them some water. Let's keep people alive. This is certainly a godly mission. That's what they're doing. And then the sheriff's department comes along and says, well, it looks like you're going to need a permit here, folks. You haven't paid your sales taxes. You're going to need to fill out some forms, get permission.
Well, God didn't tell us about that.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the program. But so they backed down, like right immediately apologized pathetically and just gave up.
I can hardly believe it, because if they are taking on this mission, I'm not a religious person anymore, but putting myself in my shoes from years ago, if I were on this mission, I might think that it were coming from God, right? So, and it's not a stretch of the imagination to think that maybe the pastor thought this was a mission from God to help keep people alive.
Right.
And yet, a mission from God is not... is not enough to supersede the will of the government. So it continues here.
Wow.
This is from Klukowski, the man who is from the Family Research Center. He says, it's hard to believe that the government would get in the way of citizens helping each other out, especially a church, which is doing its duty to be good Samaritans to help those in need. Pastor Tipton said he sent an email to the city leaders explaining that they were just trying to show their love for the city and to serve the city.
Huh.
And he even offered in an email to provide volunteers to clean up trash or even clean portable toilets. I mean, think about this. He really wants to help the city. And they still want to put these restrictions on him. However, city leaders did not respond, and Tipton said he was given the runaround and told to go through three different department heads.
It's not my responsibility. You need to talk to so-and-so over in the Sutter department. That's
exactly
how they always do it.
You gotta go over to the sales tax department, and
if you manage to get these people on the phone, because sometimes that alone is difficult. If you manage to get one of them on the phone, the answer is usually, I don't know, you should probably talk to somebody over this department. Then you call that person, they tell you to go to another department, then, you know, you end up, if at some point you end up in someone's voicemail. Because, more often than not, these people aren't even going to talk to you at all. And if you finally do end up in someone's voicemail, you leave a message and then you never hear back from them. And it's just like you are in voicemail hell in this black hole, and there's nothing going to happen. They didn't respond to him at all, you're saying.
Well, they didn't respond initially. They eventually told him that he had to go to three different department heads. So I guess he had to get a lot of people's permission to hand out this water.
That's how it always is when you ask permission. It's always just one hoop and then another hoop and then another hoop.
Well, the pastor did end with a really nice statement, I thought. He said, the idea that you need an additional level of bureaucracy stopping a church from showing kindness to members of the community is a perfect example of a waste of taxpayer money and resources. So that's great. At least he sees that there's something wrong with the situation. It's not going to stop him from, you know, being a good person and disobeying a bad law. But he sees that it's wrong.
Sure,
so
I mean,
that's
a lot of people,
step in the right direction.
I agree. It is a step in the right direction, but a lot of people know what the government does is wrong. I mean, there's no secret. I mean, there's all kinds of stories in the paper, newspapers, and on television about people being aggressed against by the state. Clear-cut stories where it's obvious that the people calling themselves the state are wrong. You know, whether it's them picking on the church for giving out water, or picking on little girl for running a lemonade stand, or, you know, whatever. Just the most blatant, obvious, aggressive, you know, terrible stories that make the state look bad. It never encourages, it very rarely, I won't say never, it very rarely encourages these people to actually make a stand and actually do what's right.
Well,
so ultimately, if people are just upset, what good does it do? If people rightfully place the blame on the state, what good does it do? Because if people aren't willing to change their behavior, then nothing will get better. It'll just keep getting worse because they'll just keep coming up with new rules.
Well, I think that at least part of it is seeing the problem. I think that
I agree.
That is a huge part of it, and if stories like these keep coming out, then maybe the pastor is not willing to disobey, but there are going to be some other people who are outraged by this, who may be encouraged to go to the same town and give out water. You know, one never knows what sort of civil disobedience this might incite. So
yeah,
I'm encouraged by stories like these. At least they can point out who's in the wrong here. They didn't say, oh, gosh, I didn't realize I was doing something bad.
You make a great point that this might encourage someone else to do it. So it would be cool to see liberty activists step up. Maybe Mardi Gras, I don't know what time, when it ends. It's multiple days, right?
Right.
So maybe next year for Mardi Gras or whatever the next drunken event people might need water for, maybe like a race or something like that, a marathon. Whatever next the next opportunity is to give out water to thirsty people, go out there and do it and then, not get the permit and see what happens.
Well, one knows what might happen because we've seen civil disobedience like that taking place in Orlando where it didn't go over so well for the folks engaging in the civil disobedience.
Well, they ended up getting arrested, but didn't they drop the charges?
Oh, okay. Well,
case?
I mean, getting arrested is never a good thing.
No, it sucks.
So
it wastes your time.
I'm not going to say that's a 100% success, but it is encouraging to see that there are people who are willing to take those risks.
The story becomes much more powerful when you do get arrested, though. Like, people arrested for giving out water in the public park. I mean, these are powerful headlines. So to some extent, an arrest can have a benefit if it's covered. Like, our arrests yesterday aren't going to be covered anywhere, except for Carlos Miller's blog, which actually is pretty decent coverage, but that's just because he happened to be there and he's friends, friendly with us, and we like Carlos Miller and he likes us, etc. But the average mainstream media person is not going to report on those things, so... That's always
well. I have a feeling if the church were to civilly disobey them, they would definitely make the news.
I would hope so.
I would think that would do a lot more for their church population than bottles of water. You know, they're handing out what, like 500 bottles of water.
Right.
Well, big whoop compared to a news story saying, yeah, these people believe so wholeheartedly in the goodwill of helping their neighbor that they're willing to get arrested for it. And there have been stories of people getting arrested recently from churches with, like, the group who was out in front of the White House who was kneeling in prayer and ended up getting arrested just last week. So there are churches who are willing to make that sort of stand and
thank
say, look, God's law is not government law, and I'm going to follow what's on my heart.
The highest law for them, yeah. I hope we see more of that happening, and when it does happen, it's great. I mean, imagine like somebody who's a pastor being arrested, and how powerful that image would be for somebody who's into that particular movement. That would be a big deal, and it could be a big inspiration if somebody like that would take that step.
That's really going to ignite the flame in a lot of people's hearts, I'll bet.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-453. More about Jefferson Parish. That's where this all went down in Louisiana, because I mentioned that something happened there after Hurricane Katrina involving a bridge and some hungry and thirsty people that were trying to cross it. We'll tell you exactly what happened a little bit more here in a moment. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves as well. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number here for you. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live, meaning you're free to call in and talk about, well, pretty much anything you want. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Derek J. joining us courtesy of his blog site, livefreeordance.com. Also, free agents, fr33agents.com. What is Free Agents, and why should our listeners get involved?
Well, Free Agents is a network of people who are interested in activism, most likely. They are voluntarist types. It's really just a group of individuals across the globe, united by their desire to promote liberty through activism, information technology, voluntary cooperation. But we oppose coercion in all its forms. So, you know, unlike the contemporary left, we don't seek government as the solution to social problems. We see the market as a beautiful and indispensable institution, which demands to be set free. Unlike the contemporary right, we're not apologists for coercive actions of corporatist firms. We oppose nationalism, war, the use of force to advance one's own conception of morality. And our membership includes many market and individualist anarchists, left libertarians, agorists, minarchists, and also classical liberals. And many of us reject electoral politics altogether, choose to advance liberty through civil disobedience, like you, and peaceful cooperation.
Hey, I'm running for school board.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. But you're just not following the dictates of the state. You know, others fight for liberty in the political sphere. As you mentioned, you're running for public office. I think that's a public office that you're running for. Okay, great. And advocating for change in government policy. But we recognize that the road to a free society is not clearly marked, and so right. We're looking for input from other people, you know, as diversity is a virtue.
Well, what I think is most interesting about FR33agents.com is that people can go and encourage other activism. Like, maybe you've got some money, but you don't have the time, or you don't want to take the risk of perhaps doing like what we did yesterday, putting ourselves in a bit of a risky situation for, you know, the ideas of freedom. maybe you like some of the things that you see activists doing, but you just, you know, you got your family, you can't really quite take those risks, but you've got some cash, you want to help encourage that sort of activism. FR33agents.com can help you do that, can help you connect with the people that can actually engage in the things that are exciting to you, and give them the incentives that that would help encourage them to do the things that are exciting to you. You've got a whole system that's built around doing those sorts of things.
Precisely. There's something called achievement points, which members receive when they verify that they have done some sort of activism that's posted on the site. So, for example, there's setting up a community radio station, and there's doing
I'm
a
still waiting for that first for the first person to do that.
Yeah, grow a pair out there, guys. Someone who needs to start a community radio station. You know, there's a benefit in it there for you, as you'd be able to afford a shirt on the site, and you'd also be able to get some other cool things as well.
Right, you get gear, you get like buttons and shirts. You guys just got the shirts in, by the way, and they look sharp. FR33 Agents shirts.
Yeah, we have FR33 Agents shirts. We also have thanksbutnotanks.com shirts now that just came in.
I saw one of them while we were downtown today.
They are beautiful, and a really great print job on them. The logo looks great. But anyway, people can do things like set up a lemonade stand and do it without permission from the state. You get rewarded with points. And then you can use those points at the website store to get gear, things that you may need to do more activism. Like if you hand out literature, you might like a shirt that represents some of that literature. You may need a camera. If you don't have one already, it's really important to be carrying a camera. It's 2012, and everyone knows that cops often lie on the stand.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you're having interactions with police, please have a camera with you. We want to make sure that folks are equipped to build this free society that, you know, individuals can envision. So
FR33agents.com. Go and get involved there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And by the way, you've been busily producing news segments on a daily basis for free agents, which I think are just absolutely fantastic, and I'm glad that you're doing it. Thank goodness you're not in jail right now, because I don't know if anyone can really pick up that ball and run with it. Maybe it would be a good thing to have that in the future, where someone else could take over in your absence.
That's right. It's only been going for a month now, so the structure is not...
It's been a whole month? Wow.
Yeah. So the structure is not all there yet for me, say, being in jail. So that's why, there was a one-day gap yesterday, unfortunately.
Right.
I was in a cage, so
it takes time to put these things together.
Right.
It's a big dedication that you've done here, and people can go to FR33agents.com, click the radio tab to find those, right?
That's absolutely correct.
All right, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You know, I said we were going to tell you about this Jefferson Parish crew, the police department there, the sheriff's. Was it the sheriff's department that was in this story that were threatening people for giving out free water?
Sure was.
Okay, so the sheriff's... again, threatening folks at a church. This was a recent story, the church story, for giving out water to people who were enjoying the New Orleans Mardi Gras party. And it harkened me back. The name sounded familiar, Jefferson Parish. And so I went and did a little digging, it turns out I was right. This was the same area that also cracked down on a group of people that were attempting to simply cross a bridge after a natural disaster. Actually, excuse me, a man-made disaster combined with a natural disaster. There was a Hurricane Katrina that the floods from the Hurricane Katrina broke down a crap can, basically a levee that the Army Corps of Engineers had built shoddily and had maintained shoddily.
Good enough for government work.
Right, so that government work was what was responsible for flooding New Orleans. It wasn't the hurricane itself. It was the fact that the government failed that resulted in the horrible flooding and the mass evacuations.
Governments will do that.
They will fail. You can count on that much. So there's news here from back in 2008, just to give you a rundown of what happened. There's a class action lawsuit against the Jefferson Parish government, apparently, where people were banned from walking across what's called the Crescent City Connection after Hurricane Katrina. They described their experiences in their bid on the class action case. The judge also heard arguments on they're suing Gretna. This is a town in Jefferson Parish. So I guess in Louisiana they have these things called parishes. Maybe they're kind of like counties. I'm not real sure how that works.
Yeah, I thought a parish was similar to a town. I don't know.
Apparently there are towns within the parish.
Oh, I see. All right, so they're counties.
But if you live in Louisiana, you can explain it better. Feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. And so Gretna, also, the town people are trying to toss out the claims of the plaintiffs that say that police violated their right to travel. And according to the attorney of the town, officers were legally barring pedestrians from crossing the bridge, which remained open to vehicles because of safety reasons. They won't let us do it today, and they wouldn't let anybody do it back then, according to the town's attorney. Adding that the plaintiffs would have to argue that the laws the police were enforcing that day are unconstitutional. The attorney for the plaintiffs said those laws are constitutional, but were unconstitutional in their enforcement because officers barred pedestrians from crossing the bridge but said nothing to the people walking along the elevated Pontchartrain Expressway that ties into the bridge. In court documents, the prosecuting attorney wrote that the plaintiff's attorney wrote that the safety issue is but a ruse to hide a more insidious plot, which is primarily to keep African Americans from New Orleans from coming into Gretna and Jefferson Parish. So basically, this borders the New Orleans area, probably of a, you know, maybe a more upper crust white person zone is my guess and our guess, and they're, you know, or maybe it's just racist cops, who knows? But they're trying to, they say that this is all about keeping black people out of the area. In a testimony for the class action certification, Kathy Golden said she was in New Orleans. She's from Massachusetts, by the way. She was in New Orleans at the time visiting her family when she learned she was unable to catch a flight out of the area because of Katrina. They wrote it out at their hotel in the French Quarter. And then on Thursday after the storm, when they were forced to leave the hotel, a New Orleans police officer told them to go to the bridge where they could catch buses that would ostensibly take them out of the area. Well, after walking up the on-ramp, they were stopped by Gretna police officers, one of whom fired a shotgun twice into the air.
No.
You want to talk about insane. There was a huge group of people here, as many as 400 people trying to cross the bridge at that moment, and this guy's blasting shotgun shells up into the air. I mean, that's dangerous activity. If you shoot a gun up in the air, you'll be arrested for it.
Yeah,
in most places.
What does this guy think? It's a cartoon or something?
Right, they're just going to keep going up?
Yeah, that comes down.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't come down on someone's head and cave it in. Golden testified that they only seemed concerned with what they called foot traffic going across the bridge. Turned back, they spent the night in a bus parked under the expressway. Among them were two paramedics.
Wait, they weren't allowed to even use foot traffic? They weren't even just allowed to walk across
the bridge? No, that's the whole point. If you had a car, you could cross the bridge. But if you were one of these 400 rabble that were trying to cross the bridge on foot, you were prevented from doing so.
Oh. Just disgusting.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They stopped all these people from going across and fired weapons, saying, don't effing move. If you effing move, I'll blow your head off. Hour 3's up next. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.